弟兄姊妹，请把圣经翻到启示录第二章。
Please turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 2.
我们在这里要读一两处的经文。
We'll read a few verses.
我们先来看第四节。
Start with verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然后我们再看第十四节。
Then verse 14.
然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。你哪里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党的人的教训。
But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam.Who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality? Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate.
我们再看第三章的第一节到第二节。
Then chapter 3, verses 1
and 2. 你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
And to the angels of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God.
然后请弟兄姊妹翻到第三章，我们看第先看第一节到第二节，读过了，这个对不起，十一节。
Verse 11, chapter 3.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里吧。
That's all the Bible verses we'll read for the moment.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
把我们召聚到他面前来
，and has gathered us before him，
一同在神面前有一个很明确的追求。
That before our God we have this clear pursuit，
因为主借着他自己的话提醒我们
，because the Lord through His own words reminds us，
趁着还有今天，我们就该怎样怎样怎样。
That as long as it's called today， we shall do these things。
这是大会的主题。
This is the theme of the conference。
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord。
非常合宜的，适合如今这个时代的神的儿女们的一个提醒。
This is a good reminder that is appropriate for the current time。
那在这次聚会中间，弟兄们交托我要和弟兄姊妹一同有一点追求的。
That I am assigned at this conference，
乃是说到竭力追求。
That my conference topic is to pursue Christ，
认定基督。
And to acknowledge Him in all our ways，
好像是两个短句，但事实上是一个连贯上来的事实。
It seems like two separate phrases， but it's one truth。
那就是说，我们这些在神面前蒙了恩典的神的众儿女，
those of us who have received grace from the Lord，
那我们在神面前所追求的是什么呢？
What is our pursuit before our God？
那我们在神面前， 我们要持守的是什么呢？
What is the thing that we need to hold fast to?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这好像是一个很简单的题目。
It seems an easy topic.
其实是一个非常严肃的要求。
But it's a very strict requirement.
因为按照神在人中间的工作这一方面来留意的话，
If we pay attention to the work of the Lord among men,
从旧约一直到新约，神就是照着这样的一个方向来带领寻求神的人。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, this is the way the Lord's been leading us.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么我只能就着我自己个人所领会的来和弟兄姊妹们有点交通。
According to what I have understand, I will fellowship with brothers and sisters.
特别尤其是我们发现今年的特会年轻人特别多。
We realize that in recent years in our conferences, we have many young people.
也许当中有相当的部分是头一次来参加西安特会。
Perhaps many of you are the first time to join WCCC.
那因此有些要交通的话，也许是从前我们所弟兄们一直所交通过的。
Perhaps some of the words have been fellowship in the past.
但是我们仰望主的怜悯，让我们如果碰到我们所常有交通过的一些事情的话，求主更新我们。
We look up to the mercy of the Lord that if we have been fellowshipping on these things, may the Lord renew us once again.
如果是头一次或是参加这样的聚会不多的弟兄姊妹们，也许你会感觉很新鲜，好像我们从来没接触过的，但是求主也给我们有一个苏醒的灵在那里认识主怎么对我们说话。
If this is your first time, perhaps we pray for the Lord to give us a new spirit to hear what he has to say to us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很清楚地看到，
Brothers and sisters, we see this clearly.
如果我们要竭力地追求，
If we are to pursue Christ,
那我们竭力追求， 追求什么呢？
What are we pursuing?
我们追求的当然是神要我们得着的。
And of course it is what we're pursuing, what God wants us to obtain.
但是神要我们得着的究竟是什么呢？
But what exactly does God want us to pursue?
这好像是一个不太容易一下子就叫我们里面看得很清楚。
It is not for us easy for us to see it at once.
因为我们信主的年日长久一点的弟兄姊妹们，在这一方面也许没有难处。
For the brothers and sisters who have believed in the Lord for some time, this might not be a difficulty.
但是对信主的年日不是太多久的弟兄姊妹们呢，那就会有点骚扰了。
But for you who have not been believing for a long time, this might be a disturbance to you.
那我们常常会碰到这样的情形。
We encounter this often.
弟兄姊妹们起初信主的时候，向着主蛮热烈的。
When brothers and sisters first believe the Lord, they have the zeal toward the Lord.
但是这个热烈呢，好像维持不能太久，就慢慢的暗淡下去了。
But that zeal would not sustain for long, and then it would grow dark.
那为什么会发生这样的情形呢？
Why would something like this happen?
用简单的话来说，
In simple terms,
我们信主的时候，我们以为主给我们的就是我们在听福音的时候所听到的那么一点点。
When we first believed, we thought that what the Lord is giving us is only from what the gospel is telling us.
既然是只有那么一点点。
Since it's just that little,
我已经得着了。
I have already attained.
那还有什么要叫我们去追求的？
What is there for me to pursue?
那这个想法是影响相当多的神的儿女们，在信主了以后，经过一点点的火热，慢慢就淡下来，并且是长久的淡下来。
And this thought has influenced many brothers and sisters after they are newly believed, and they have the zeal at the beginning, then they grow cold.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神给我们的那个救赎的恩典。
The salvation that he has given us.
绝对不是我们听福音的时候所听到的那么一点点。
Was not just what we heard from hearing the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们一定会 记得的，我们信主的时候，我们是认定神给我们那个应许是不知灭亡，反的永生。
When you were saved, brothers and sisters, you laid hold that the grace of the Lord is that we do not perish but have everlasting life.
那我已经信了主了，我已经不知灭亡，我已经得了永生了，还有什么摆在我前面呢？
Since I have believed in the Lord, I will not perish and have everlasting life. Then what is ahead of me?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
不仅是有一点点摆在我们前面。
Not only we have a little bit ahead of us.
啊，并且有太多太多太多到一个地步是丰丰富富的摆在我们前面。
We have so much and so much before us, it is abundant.
如果我们不继续的往前去进入神在我们身上所做的的那一个定规，
if we do not continue to enter into what the Lord has set for us,
那么亏损的是我们自己，
then we ourselves will suffer loss.
因为神对我们所等候的所做的那个安排神已经完全做好了。
Because what the Lord has planned and is waiting on us, God has already accomplished.
他就是等着我们一步一步的进到他荣耀的丰富里。
He's waiting for us step by step to enter into his glory.
那如果我们再往前一步说，那么持守我们所已经有的。
If we lay hold, hold fast of what we already have.
如果你没有看到神那个荣耀的旨意的时候， if you, 我们就觉得那一个持守有什么意思？
If we do not see the eternal purpose of God, then we ask, what is the point of our holding fast?
因为不知灭亡，反得永生，我已经掌握了。
Because I have already understood not perishing and have everlasting life.
并且主给我们有一个把握说永不灭亡。
And the Lord gave us that assurance we will not perish.
那我们还缺什么呢？
Then what do we lack?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
所以我们这，我个人这一次和弟兄姊妹们要交通到这一方面的事的时候，
When I'm fellowshipping with you on this matter,
我不能不回到神最先在我们身上所定规的旨意。
I must return to the original purpose that the Lord has set for us.
虽然不会很详细的说到那些事，
Though I would not go into detail,
但是我实在愿意神的儿女们常常回到神在我们身上所定规的那个最原先的旨意。
But I'm willing that brothers and sisters to return to the original purpose of God.
那说得清楚一点，
In a clear term,
就是神为什么要造人，
is why God created man.
那神造人的目的究竟是什么？
What is the purpose of creating the man?
我想只要把经文点出来，弟兄姊妹们，你立刻就会领会过来的。
I think that as soon as I point out the verse to you, then you would understand.
因为神在创世纪第一章里面把他造人的目的太清楚的说了给我们去明白。
In Genesis chapter 1, the Lord very clearly points to us the purpose of his creation.
我们不必翻圣经，我只是说出来就够了。
I will just mention it, you do not have to turn to it.
那当弟兄姊妹你看到神在造人以前，神先说出他自己造人的目的。
Before creating man, God spoke the purpose of his creation.
这一件事情是非常非常的严肃又重要。
And it's a very severe and important thing.
因为我们认真的说来，
If we pay attention,
我们现在读的这一本圣经那么厚，
The Bible that we read is so thick.
我们几乎可以说，
We can almost say,
整本那么厚的圣经里面所说的事情乃是神去如何完成他起初造人的目的。
This thick Bible is talking about how God is going to fulfill what he has purposed in the beginning.
那因此这一件事情我们不能把它当作一个从前的事情与我们没有直接的关系。
Therefore we cannot count this as something in the past and has nothing to do with us.
弟兄姊妹，那和我们的关系实在是太紧密了。
Brothers and sisters, this has such a close relationship to us.
神在造人的时候他怎么来宣告呢？
When he created man, how did he proclaim?
他说我们要照着我们的形象和样式造人。
He said that make man in our own image according to our own likeness.
使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的一切的走兽和昆虫。
So that they have dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and the cattle and the creeping things on the earth.
还有
and
和全地
and the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，你能从这里你就看到一个问题来了。
Brothers and sisters, you see a problem.
神为什么造人？
Why did God create man?
神有一个要求。
He had a requirement.
他要得着人来表达一些事物。
He wanted through man to reveal some things.
表达什么事物呢？
What does he want to reveal?
头一件。
First thing.
我们可以看出来的。
The first thing we can see.
他要叫人被造的人要成为神自己的发表。
So that the man that he created becomes the expression of himself.
不单是在这一点上。
Not only on that.
同时也要在被造人的身上显出一个权柄。
At the same time, on the created man to reveal a authority.
这个权柄是代表神去管理神所造的一切。
This authority is representing God to govern all things.
那用浓缩的话来说，
In a condensed word,
神是要我们成为他的荣耀。
And God wants us to become His glory.
神要叫我们成为他权柄的发表。
That we can reveal His authority.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们被造的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our purpose of our creation.
神不是说，哎呦，我用了六天来预备这个地上的一切，如果不把人造出来的时候，好像是有一点不够充分。
It's not like that God spent 6 days to create all things, and if he doesn't create man, as if something is missing.
不是的，神没有这样的意思。
It's not like that. God didn't mean that.
你甚至很清楚地看见神预备前面那五天半，对了，五天半的事物乃是为着造人来做准备的。
The first 5.5 days of preparation is for man.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank our praise our God.
那如果我们能回到神起初造人的目的上头去，
If we return to the original purpose of creating man,
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得我们这些人在这个地上的出现实在是一件不得了的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you would know that the appearance of man on this earth is a wonderful thing.
待会我才和弟兄姊妹说出神为什么造，在神具体执行他造人的这个目的的时候，怎么样来让人成为他的荣耀的发表，成为他的权柄的表明。
Later on, I will talk about how God is executing his purpose in letting man revealing his glory and letting man reveal himself.
但是我们的祖宗在这一点点事上面没有跟上神的心思。
But our ancestor on this matter did not follow the purpose of the Lord.
那因此我们的祖宗堕落了，带同我们做他子孙的人都同落在那个堕落里。
Our ancestor had fallen, and all of us who are under him have fallen.
这一个堕落叫我们失去了神的荣耀。
And this fallen nature, we lost our glory, the glory of God.
也失去了神要我们显明的权柄。
And we lost the authority that God wants us to reveal.
并且在接受多一件事物，就是我们的每一个人都给时间来限制了。
And one more thing is that every one of us are restricted by time.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
虽然人的堕落在神的面前造出一个结果，是把神的那一个荣耀的心意，原谅我这样说，整个的打乱了。
It seems that the fallen nature of man has interrupted the purpose of God.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
是把神的荣耀的旨意打断了。
We did interrupt his glorious purpose.
但是神没有放弃他这一个安排。
But God did not forget his arrangement.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你读创世纪的时候，你非常清楚地看到神怎么把人放在那个荣耀的地位上，人怎么失落了他们在神面前所占的地位和所有的那一个神借助他们所发表的内容。
So in Genesis, we see how God placed man in his purpose and how man in his fallen condition lost the authority.
那这一个改变把人那个地位做了一个很彻底的改变。
And this change has changed the position of man.
原来是神的荣耀的发表。
We were the representation of his glory.
堕落的人就成了神的对头。
And the fallen man became the enemy of God.
处处在那里与神做相反的事。
And we go against God everywhere.
那造成人就是落在泥一定死。
And our condition is that surely we will die.
那因此我们也看到我们人类的历史，你就没有看见过一个能在那个时候活着到现在的人。
So in throughout our history, you do not see someone who lived since then to now.
那么神对他起初造人的目的是不是放弃呢？
Did God forsake his original purpose in creating man?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神没有放弃。
He did not forsake that purpose.
虽然这是带给神很大的难处。
Even though it brought much difficulty to God.
但神没有放弃他起初的那个安排。
But God did not forsake his original arrangement.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到了，神在人堕落了以后，就做了一件事。
After man fell, God did something.
那详细的我不说。
I will not go into detail.
我只是说出神做了一件什么事。
I will just say what God did.
神做了一个救赎的旨意的发表。
God revealed his salvation.
那神救赎的旨意的发表是说出一件什么事情来呢？
The revelation of his salvation, what does that mean?
我用简单的话来说。
In simple terms.
要把人从堕落的里面带回神起初造人的目的。
To restore man from the fallen nature into the original purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，我们起初信主的时候，我们没有很少人接触到神这样的一个心思。
When we first believe in the Lord, rarely we would come into that mind of the Lord.
但是我们没有接触到神这样的一个心思，不等于神就停止不做这样的工。
But just because we did not come in contact with that mind does not mean God stopped working.
那这就是从创世纪第三章开始，你一直读到启示录最末了的那一章，你看到所记录的事情都是神来恢复他起初造人的目的的那一个安排和执行。
From Genesis chapter 3 onward all the way to the end of Revelation, we see God is restoring his original purpose in creating man.
那我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那这次我们就来留意到我们追求的目的和方向和我们要持守的那一个事实是什么的时候。
When we come to ask what is the purpose and the direction of our pursuing.
我觉得这非要和弟兄姊妹们再一次温习一下神造人的目的的那个原因。
I feel compelled to once again go over the reason of his creating man.
因为当我们看到神在我们身上这样的一个定规的时候，
When we see that the Lord has set this rule on us,
我们才发觉在旧约里面神所做的事情到新约神继续所做的事情原来是一贯串的连上来的。
We see what God did in the Old Testament time and he did in the New Testament time are connected.
以前有人说，
Someone said in the past,
神在旧约里头挽救人，但是人听不听话，神只好转过来用一个新约的方法来继续拯救人。
That in the Old Testament time, God saved people, but people would not listen. So in the New Testament time, God used a new method to save people.
所以我们读圣经的时候就有旧约圣经和新约圣经这两个部分。
Therefore, when we read the Bible, it has New and Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你现在还是存着这样的想法，我大胆地说一句话，你错了。
Brothers and sisters, if you're thinking about this right now, I say that you're wrong.
错在什么地方？
Why are you wrong?
因为神不是因为旧约行不通才用新约来带上旧约。
It is not because that Old Testament would not work, then he brought in New Testament.
这个是整个神的那一个计划的执行的里头必须要走过的阶段。
In the execution of his purpose, he must go through these steps.
人的堕落叫人成为神的对头，跟撒旦一个样子的站在神的对面。
When man fell, man became enmity with God to stand with Satan against God.
那神 要在挽回我们的时候，
when God is restoring us，
他首先要叫我们这些堕落的人，你去认识你自己。
First, he asked those fallen men to know yourself.
啊，怎么去认识我们自己呢？
How do we know ourselves?
如果我们是活在旧约里头的时候，
If we live in the Old Testament
time, 我们怎么去认识我们的自己呢？
How do we know about ourselves?
人堕落了以后，
After man fell,
以为一切都可以，人没有不能解决的问题。
We think that there's nothing man cannot do.
有神没神不是我们所注意的事。
Whether there is God or no God, this is not something we pay attention to.
神就用着整本的旧约在那里让人去领会，你没有神，你就是没有前途。
Through the entire Old Testament, God showed us, without God, man has no future.
但是你要站回神的那一边的时候，
When you're returning to God's side,
你必须要认识你离开神有多远。
You first must know how far away from God you are.
人怎么能认识自己离开神有多远呢？
How would we know how far away from God we are?
那神在旧约里头就做了很多的事，其中一个最大的事情就是借着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的后裔把以色列人选召出来。
God did many things in the Old Testament such that he, through the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he called Israelites.
以色列给选召出来以后，
when the Israelites were called,
神就把律法赐给他们，
God gave them the law.
就让他们看见，
he showed them.
你们愿意在神面前活着，
if you want to live before God,
你听我的话，
you need to listen to me.
你跟随我的话，
follow my words.
那我就要把你们建立成一个国度。
Then I will build you into a nation.
这一个国度如果能建成功的话，
If this kingdom can be fulfilled,
神有一个目的在那里说得很清楚的，
God has a purpose very clear.
神就把全地收回来，
God would collect all the earth.
如果我们读出埃及记十九章，
If we read Exodus chapter 19,
你就看到这个意思了。
You will see the meaning.
神把律法赐给以色列人，
God gave Israelites the law.
那目的在哪里呢？
What was the purpose?
目的就是我要把你们建立成为一个国度，
That I'm building you into a nation.
借着这个国度把地收回来，
That through this nation I will return to me the land.
因为神对以色列人说的那一段的话的最末了，神说了一句话是非常重要的。
Because at the end of his speaking he said something.
那句话是什么话呢？
What did he say?
因为全地都是我的。
Because all the earth is mine.
弟兄姊妹，这个话在当时的人没有几个人能明白的。
At that time, few people could understand.
连我们在新约的人，如果神不怜悯我们的话，我们也觉得神说那一句话是什么意思呢？
Even in the New Testament time, without God's mercy, we would not understand.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
人明白不明白，没有拦住神把他的心思向我们打开。
Whether or not man understand does not hinder God revealing to us his purpose.
神说我就是要把这个地收回来。
God wants to collect, return the land.
但是我先要得着一些人。
But first I need to obtain some
people. 他们实在是认识自己。
They know themselves.
他们不再凭着自己。
They do not lean on themselves.
他们会学着根据神的律法来追求，来活，
they,
来显明。
They know to live and to reveal God through the law.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来看到旧约历史里边对我们今天新约的人带来一个什么的光照的话，
When we see the New Testament history shines this light on people in the New Testament time,
你就很清楚地看到旧约不是跟我们没有关系的。
Clearly you see that the Old Testament is not with without relationship to us.
是没有直接的关系。
Yes, not directly related.
但是如果没有旧约的时候，
But without the Old Testament,
怎么知道这什么叫做新约呢？
How would we know what is the New Testament?
你怎么知道新约是什么的一回事呢？
How would we know what the New Testament is about?
我们现在都知道。
We know that now.
哎呀，新约就是神用恩典带我们。
New Testament is God leading us by grace.
旧约神用律法好像把人带不出来。
The Old Testament, God used the law to bring people out.
所以神就改变，用恩典来带我们。
And then God in the New Testament used grace to lead us.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的认识，你说它不对，它好像有点对，但是事实上还是不对。
Brothers and sisters, this understanding seems to be correct, but it's not.
神用着旧约的一段时间，不是来显明神那个旧约的 律法。
The time in the Old Testament was not for God to reveal that the law would not work.
神是借着旧约的律法，是叫人看见，不是律法行不通，是你们这些人行不通。
Through the Old Testament law, God showed us is not that the law would not work, but man would not work.
那人既然行不通的话，那人还有前途吗？
If man would not finish, then do we have a future?
人还有路走吗？
Does man have a way to go?
人还能脱离那个死的权势吗？
Can we be set free from the dominion of death?
从表面上来看，就是说没路了。
On the surface, it's without hope.
感谢神。
Thank God.
当人感觉没路的时候，
When man feels there's no hope,
神就把恩典显出来了。
God revealed His grace.
神好像是对我们说，就是要叫你们知道你没有路，但是神有恩典叫你们有路。
As if He's saying that He's telling us we have no way to go, but at God we have a way.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们就是这样在新约里边承受了神的救恩。
We have received grace from the Lord in the New Testament time.
那救恩是什么呢？
What is salvation?
那弟兄姊妹，我回头再说。
I return and say this.
救恩是给我们看见，不只是不知灭亡反的永生。
Salvation showed us we will not perish but have everlasting life.
救恩里头是有这件事。
In the New Old Testament, there is such a thing.
但是这一件事并不等于是神的救恩的完整。
The salvation, it does not mean that's the entire salvation.
那我们常常会这样提。
We often mention this.
不是灭亡是重要。
It's important that we do not perish.
因为灭亡了，什么都没有了。
Because if we perish, we would have nothing.
但是不知灭亡，在神对我们的定义上面来说，那是一个开始。
According to God's definition, not perishing is just the beginning for us.
叫我们接受永生，也是神在与我们的关系带回正常的那一个开头。
And have everlasting life is only the beginning to the correct relationship between God and man.
因为神在他救赎的旨意里头，正如开始的时候就特别提到了，不是只是叫我们停留在不至灭亡反的永生这个点上。
Because at the beginning of him revealing to us the salvation, he would not want us to stop at not perishing but have everlasting life.
神是要借助这一个点把我们带回他起初造人的目的。
Through this point, he wants to return us to the original purpose of his creation.
那因此就引起我们不能不注意我们怎么去追求进入神那个救赎的恩典。
We must pay attention to how do we enter into the grace of His salvation.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
因着新约的恩典的显明。
Because through the revealing of the grace in the New Testament.
而我们众人都已经给带到这样的一个地步里。
That we are all brought into this place.
而并且神也借着我们显明。他要借着我们这些蒙恩的人来建立他自己的教会。
And through all of us who have received grace, God is establishing His church.
要借着神这样的一个拯救来对付黑暗的权势。
And through the salvation, God is dealing with the dominion of darkness.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
那我们蒙恩得救的人就不单是进到救恩里。
We who are saved is not only going to salvation.
我们同时也进入到神那个永远的旨荣耀的又永远的旨意里。
At the same time, we enter into His glorious and eternal purpose.
那这个就带我们要一步一步的往前走了。
This takes us ahead step by step.
就要给我们看到，我们不能只是停留在得救这一个点上。
We cannot just stop at point of salvation.
我们必须要往前走，走到一个什么的地步呢？走到神的旨意的完成。
We must walk ahead to what point to the fulfillment of His purpose.
那神的旨意怎么去完成呢？
How does God fulfill His purpose?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神在我们中间所要做的事情，他不是做不叫我们知道。
Because God is not just doing something and would not let us know.
我觉得最宝贝的一个事情就是神在宇宙做事事也好，在人中间做事也好，他在做事以前，他先宣告他做事的目的。
I find this precious that before God do anything at the universe or with men, he would proclaim it first.
先让我们知道他做什么事情。
He would first let us know what he's doing.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那当我们知道神是这样做工在人的中间也好，在宇宙里头也好。
When we know that God is working like this in us and in the universe.
那么我们就跟身体为昨天晚上孙弟兄跟我们所交通的事了。
And we mentioned what Brother Sun shared last night.
你必须要知道认识意象。
You must know the vision.
你没有意象，你就没有路走。
Without vision, there is no way for you to walk.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那为什么我们走以前我们要看见意象？
Why do we have to see the vision before we start walking?
因为神做任何的事情以前，他先说出了他要做什么和他要怎么做。
Because before God does anything, he would first tell us what he's doing and how he will do it.
那我们更感谢主的。
We thank the Lord.
早晨江弟兄给我们交通的时候，把我们带到神的宝座那里。
This morning our brother Khan shared and he brought us to the throne of the Lord.
那神的宝座摆在那里有什么作用呢？
What is the purpose of God's throne?
感谢神。
Thank God.
一个非常明显的事情。
For a very clear purpose.
神的宝座就是神的荣耀、权柄、智慧、能力发表的地方。
His throne reveals his power, wisdom, and authority.
他也就叫我们很清楚地看到神所说过的事情，神所要叫人明白的事情，他有足够的能力、权柄、智慧来完成。
What God has spoken to us, He has enough power, wisdom, and authority to fulfill.
而且叫我们看见神所给我们所发表的那一切，你不要从怎么能做成来去考虑。
And what God has revealed to us, let's not consider from how God will do it.
你要看见要做这个事情的是谁。
You need to see who is doing the work.
他凭什么来说这些话？
By what he say these things?
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
他把父神的意思在他身上做了一个完全的发表。
And he manifested the purpose of the Father through him completely.
我相信我们的弟兄姊妹们，如我们现在在主的面前，凭什么？
Then brothers and sisters, when we are before the Lord, what is it, what are we based upon?
凭我们自己做得好，道德高，所以我们神就收纳了我们了。
By our good works or high moral standards, does God receive us? Of course not.
我们每一个人来到神的面前，是根据一个事实。
Every one of us come before the Lord based on one truth.
什么事实呢？
What truth?
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
在地上。道成肉身的那整个的经历
，that the experience of the Son of God, Word become flesh.
啊，我们的主他来发表神
，our Lord manifested God.
他来成全神要做的工
，and to fulfill God's work.
特别是在他最末了在地上的那段日子
，and particularly toward the end of his ministry.
他把人在神面前所有的难处都做了一个彻底的解决
，and he resolved all the problems of men.
那因此，因着神儿子的所作
，because of what the Son of God did，
弟兄姊妹，你到神的面前来了。
When we come before God，
你到神面前来是怎么来的呢
？How do you come before God？
只是一个赦罪的罪人，得蒙赦罪的罪人，是不是这样呢
？Is it just a sinner forgiven？
当然有这个成分。
Of course we have that component。
但是不止这个成分。
But not just that component。
最低限度的。
Minimum。
你看到你到神面前来。
When you come before the Lord,
神不再定我们的罪。
He no longer judges us. That's one thing.
但是还有
the other thing.
神把儿子的名分，那个名分和地位都同时给了我们。
He gave us the name of the sonship and the position of the sonship.
弟兄姊妹们，你就不能不问。
You must ask.
你凭什么得着这个？
Why did you obtain this?
绝对的不是我们这些人本身所有的条件。
Was not because of our original conditions.
那既然我们自己没有
，If it's not of us,
那我们凭什么
？What do we base on?
感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
就是凭着他自己。
By himself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
借着神的儿子。
Through God's Son.
我们也成了神的种子。
We become sons of God.
但是我们成为神的种子是地位上的一点问题都没有。
We are the sons of God. That is our position. No problem.
但神的儿子做我们到神面前去的这一个凭据啊。
And the assurance that the Son of God is for us to go before the Lord.
不是停留在我们只做神的儿子。
Does not stop at we are the sons of God.
他要把我们做到一个地步。
He is working to us to a point.
主自己如何在神面前做儿子。
How the Lord was a son before God.
他要把我们带到一个完全像他的地步来放在神的面前。
He is leading us to that point completely.
弟兄姊妹，你又看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see this.
我们的就是靠着主。
Our salvation was by the Lord.
那我们进到神的荣耀丰富里头，又靠着什么？
When we enter into the glory of His abundance, what do we go by?
我不插出去说其他的。
I would not deviate.
我只是说重点的那件事。
I would just say the important point.
还是神的儿子。
It is by the Son of God.
那借着神的儿子。
Through the Son of God.
我们成了儿子。
We became sons.
不单是成了儿子，
Not only sons,
并且是成了像神儿子一个模样的这样的儿子，
but become the likeness of his son.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个就牵到我们在主的面前追求，我们追求什么？
So when we are pursuing before the Lord, what is it that we are pursuing?
为什么是要那样的追求呢？
Why do we have to pursue that way?
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
因为神是把我们放在基督做我们的整个的恩典的事实的这个安排里。
God placed us in the truth that Christ is our all.
离开了基督，
Apart from Christ,
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
你可以熟读圣经，
you can read the Bible,
但是你没有基督的话，
but without Christ,
你跟神没有关系，
you have no relationship between God.
这是我们在地上也看到很多这样的事情。
We see this on the earth.
好多神学家，
many theologians,
在人间是很大，有很大的名声，
they have great fame.
但是他们神学是因为一些神学的道理，而不是因着神自己所说过的话。
But they know the doctrines, but do not know the words of the Lord speaking to them.
所以他们有人中间的地位，但是在神面前。
They have the position of man before God.
那个地位就靠不住了。
That position is not trustworthy.
我不扯得太远。
I would not go too far.
那我要回到我的责任的那个部分来。
I want to return to my responsibility.
那既然我们现在已经是在恩典里。
We're in grace.
那我们还追求什么？
What are we pursuing?
那为什么还要持守我们在神面前所追求的呢？
Why do we need to hold fast to our pursuing?
那这样我们就不能不要回到神的永远的旨意的安排里。
We must return to the arrangement of his eternal purpose.
在旧约，神对以色列人说，我要把你们建立国度，把地收回来。
The Old Testament time, the Lord said, I will establish a nation and I want to collect the land.
那么在新约的时候，
In the New Testament
time, 神是不是要维持着对旧约的时候神对以色列人所说过的那些话呢？
Is God keeping what he has said in the Old Testament time?
有那个成分。
We have that component.
但是不止那一些。
But not only that.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意到今天在新约里头承受神恩典的人，我们所承受的那一个恩典的丰富和荣耀是到了一个什么的地步？
For those of us have received grace in the New Testament time to the extent of the glory and the abundance of what we have received.
弟兄姊妹，你留意神在旧约的时候对以色列人说出的，他要做成的那件事情是要把地收回来。
In the Old Testament time, the Lord told the Israelites that he will collect the land.
那么在新约呢？
In the New Testament time,
神好像没有说过他要做什么事啊。
God has never seems to never mention what he's doing.
幸亏我用了好像的那个词。
I use the word seems.
好像是。
It seems like it.
事实不是。
But in fact, it's not.
神在新约的时候对我们说的话也说得非常的清楚。
In the New Testament, God spoke to us clearly.
那如果你留意到 弟兄们，这一次在这里已经交通过的那些话的里头，你不会忘记主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
If you pay attention to what has been fellowshipped at this conference, you would remember that the Lord is building his church upon this rock.
为什么主要说这个话呢？
Why did the Lord say that?
主说出的。
He said that.
主说出的了。是借着建造教会这件事情来去掉死亡的权势。
Through the building of the church, he's casting away the dominion of death.
要废掉那个阴间对人的影响。
To cast away the influence of Hades.
那这个话就比在旧约的时候神说我要收回这个地高了一点了，是不是？
It is higher than in the Old Testament time the Lord said, I'm collecting the land.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But thank and praise our Lord.
主在新约里头对我们所说出的话。
What he has spoken to us in the New Testament.
也不停在他败坏阴间的权势这个点上。
He did not stop that he will corrupt the power of Hades.
那他究竟对我们说了什么话呢？
What did he say to us exactly?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你读以弗所书第一章的时候，
If you read Ephesians chapter 1,
你非常清楚地看到有一个事实。
Very clearly you see this truth.
神说要在他所定的日子的里头，
that in the disposition of his time,
叫万有都在基督里同归于一，
that he's gathering all things together in one in Christ.
说得更清楚一点，
in a more clear term,
叫整个天和地所有的一切都要借着基督的所作来与神中间没有间隔。
Through what Christ has done between heaven and earth, there would be no boundary.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个真的是大事。
That is a great thing.
神要把天和地都从与神不和谐的那个光景带回到完全与神合而为一。
The heaven and earth will be brought from their unharmonious condition to as one.
这个是我们信主的人好多好多时间不会去想，也不肯去想的事。
For those of us who have believed, many of us did not think about this.
但是我们不去想，不等于神不去做。
Just because we do not think about it does not mean God is not working on it.
神还是照着他的旨意来做成这个事。
God is working according to his purpose.
那他怎么来做成这个事呢？
How would he fulfill this?
弟兄姊妹，还是在以弗所书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, again in Ephesians 1.
你会看到一件事情。
You will see this.
我们没有办法不感觉神啊，你把我们放在那个恩典的事实里头，实在是太大，太雄伟，太荣耀，太丰富了。
We feel that God placed us in grace is such a great and abundant thing.
神在那里说了什么话呢？
What did God say?
神说出这一个他叫万有都在基督里同归于一的这个事实。
That he will gather all things in one in Christ.
首先要显明在我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人的身上。
Is to be revealed through us who first trusted in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你领会这个话是什么意思吗？
Do you understand what this means?
就是神说到那个荣耀的旨意的完成。
At the fulfillment of his glorious purpose.
神先要把它做成在那些在基督里头首先有指望的人的身上。
God is first fulfilling this in those who first trusted in Christ.
那借助这样的一个事实，
Through this truth,
就把神那个荣耀的旨意从人的中间扩展到整个万有，就整个的宇宙。
He brought his eternal purpose from just man to the entire universe, the entire creation.
这就带出了弟兄们的交通里头所提到的那个新天新地的问题。
This brought into what we have fellowship on the new heaven and earth.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
我简单的把这一段话说到这里。
I simply will mention this.
我实在是愿意主借着圣灵的帮助，让我们能脱出我们停留在得救就满足的这样的一个心思里。
I pray that the Lord will set us free from just satisfied with our salvation.
让我们更多的受吸引，去追求，要得着基督。
That we are more drawn to obtain Christ.
因为基督是神的荣耀的旨意完成的根据。
Because Christ is the foundation of the fulfillment of the purpose of God.
也是我们能在神面前回复到神起初造人的目的的那一个根据。
It is the foundation of God restoring us to His original purpose.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那现在我们就要回到我们这一世所面对的，趁着还有今日的这一方面来了。
We need to return to the theme of our conference as long as it's called today.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神在他儿子的救恩里，把我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人建造成为他的教会。
Through Christ, God has built us, those who first trusted in Christ, into His
church. 然后这个教会带出的那个属灵的影响，让神的做工可以做到完全的地步。
And through the influence of the church, that the work of God may be fulfilled.
那因此我们留意到这一个事情的时候，我们就必须回到教会的本身来了。
When we mention this, we must return to the basis of the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那么我们一打开启示录的时候，我们就看见我们的主对教会说了好多的话。
When we turn to Revelation, we see the Lord spoken many words to His churches.
直接对教会说的话，那在第二章、第三章。
In chapter 2 and 3 were the words spoken to the churches directly.
当然也包括第一章。
Of course, that includes chapter 1.
因为第一章主在那里说明他是谁。
In chapter 1, the Lord said who he was. Who he
然后就说到这样的主，如今在教会的里面，他是怎么来管理、带领和吸引。
And how the Lord now is governing and drawing and managing his church.
而我也不是在短短的这个时间里边，能把主对教会说的话全面的来说。
In the short time that we have, we cannot go through the entirety of what the Lord has said.
我是特别要把主对教会说话的那一个目的这一点上来和弟兄姊妹们彼此有一点勉励。
I want to have some exhortation with brothers and sisters on the purpose of the Lord speaking.
如果我们看到神那个荣耀的旨意是那样的一回事，
If we see the glorious purpose of God,
他要借着教会来带出头一步。
Through church, he's bringing out the first step.
那教会在主的面前就不能不注意主对教会有怎么样的带领。
The church must pay attention to how the Lord is leading the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
对于神所要做的事情，我们没有办法能领会的透彻。
What God is doing, we cannot understand it completely.
但是我们感谢主的就是神常常把他要我们注意的事情他说给我们听。
God speak to us those things he's doing to us.
这就成了我们的意向。
That becomes our vision.
这就成了我们在神的面前所要追求的那个认识。
That becomes to the understanding of our pursuit.
那因此我们不能不留意。
We must pay attention.
神当年借着约翰对教会说了一些话。
Through John, God spoke something.
就这些话是所以重要。
Those words were important.
固然是因为教会的经历。
It was because the experience of the church.
同时也牵连到教会给建立的目的。
At the same time, it mentions the purpose of creating the church.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神在启示录里头向七个教会发了七封信。
In Revelation, God sent seven letters to the seven churches.
那这七封信，我们怎么去认识它呢？
How do we understand these seven letters?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然当时主是给七个教会发出这七封信。
The Lord sent seven letters to the seven churches.
但是这七封书信不是只是对着七个教会说话。
But these seven letters were not only for the seven churches.
它是对着众教会说话。
But it's speaking to all churches.
就是说只要我四教会，你就必须听主在这七封书信里头说的话。
As long as it's a church, you must listen to what the Lord has said.
那虽然我们对这七封书信的里头弟兄们的解说也许有些不完全相同。
Through these seven letters, brothers have different understandings.
但是我们都肯定一件事情。
But we assured of this.
神在那里说出神 的教会的七种属灵的形态。
God spoke the seven conditions of his church.
但是同时呢
？At the same time.
我们也承认。
We confess.
神是逐渐借着这七封书信来向教会说出整个教会的历史里头教会所经历的那一些光景。
Through the seven letters, God is revealing to the church the entire church history, the condition of the churches.
但是你不管是说教会的七种形态也好，说是教会的历史的时期也好，
whether it's the seven conditions of the church or seven stages of the church,
你都能看到一个共同的目的的。
You see the same purpose.
我虽然许多解经的人常常就在这些解经上的差异上来有许多的辩论。
Bible scholars have different opinions on this.
但是我们说我们不要辩论。
Let's do not argue.
我们要注意的是主在那里说的话对教会有什么直接的引导。
What God has said, what is the direct leading from the Lord?
刚才我们都提过了。
We mentioned this.
七个教会就代表了众教会来接受神的主的信。
The seven churches representing God's all churches to receive these letters.
但是这七封书信也实在是在那里表明教会历史的发展。
The seven letters represent the development of the churches.
尤其是后来那第四封书信。
Particularly the fourth letter.
一直你给我们看到一个事实。
It shows us this truth.
主说你要注意这个事情，一直等到我来。
You need to pay attention to this until I come.
那显然这就给我们看到这七封书信也是一个教会历史的时间。
And the seven letters were also a timeline for the churches.
不单是当时的七个教会。
Not only the seven churches at the time.
并且是教会历史发展下来的七个不相同的时期。
But the seven stages of the churches.
那我不扯出去和弟兄姊妹留意这一个。
I would not go too far.
但是我必须让弟兄姊妹你知道，因为你在我们来读启示录的时候，常常就是给一些人的讲解弄得我们自己的昏头昏脑。
When we read Revelation, we're often confused by man's explanation.
但是我们不必管那一些，我们要注意的是注意主在这些书信里头他实在对教会说了什么话。
Let's pay attention to what the Lord is saying to the churches in these letters.
他既然不是单对七个教会说话，而是对众教会说话。
Not only to the seven churches, but to all churches.
那我们就不能只是说那是过去历史的事，与我们没关系。
Can we say it's the past history has nothing to do with us?
与我们有关系。
It has something to do with us.
因为主是对着我们来说的。
Because the Lord spoke those words to us.
对着历史历代的教会来说的。
To the churches throughout the generations.
那因此我们就要留意了。
We need to pay attention.
那主说这主在这七封书信里的说话。
The Lord spoke.
究竟是有什么目的？
The Lord spoke through these seven letters. What was his purpose?
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为说。
Do not think, brothers and sisters.
主说到这七个教会的形态的时候，就说说那、哦、你看这个教会就是属于这种形态，那个教会是属于那个形态。
Oh, he didn't just say that this church belongs to this condition and that church was that condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能这样看。
We do not read it like that.
因为神是对众教会来说。
Because God said it to all churches.
是包括了所有神的教会。
Including all his churches.
你今天可能是这个。
Perhaps today you're this form.
过两天可能你就变成另一个。
And two days later you become another.
所以你没有条件说神是对那种教会说话，我不是那一种教会，我就不必说。
You
can't, 我不必去注意。
You can't say that because I'm not that kind of a church, therefore the Lord was not talking to me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主是对众教会说话。
God spoke to all the churches.
说出什么呢？
What did he say?
弟兄姊妹们，也求主救我们脱离这样的一个观念，就是说出那种教会的那种光景。
May the Lord deliver us from this understanding was just talking about the church's conditions.
不，不能这样停留的。
We cannot stay at that understanding.
你必须多要多问一个问题。
You must ask one more question.
主说出当时的那种情状态，主的目的在哪里？
The condition he mentioned, what was his purpose?
同样的，主叫我们今天来看到教会那种那些各种形态的时候，目的在哪里？
And the same, when we see all the conditions of the churches, what was his purpose?
那同样的，我们也留意到，说是教会的历史的发展。是，那么我们今天是在哪个历史时间里？这个我们要不是留意在这一点上。
If we say these were the development of the churches, which stage are we in right now? That is not our focus right now.
我们要留意的是什么呢？
What is our focus?
是对这样的教会说这个话，主说话的目的在哪里？还是那个目的的问题。
When God said these things, what was his purpose?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不管属在历史的角度来向我们说话也好，从教会的属灵的状态的角度来向我们说话也好，
whether speaking to us from the point of view of church history or church condition，
主那个目的是非常清楚的。
His purpose was clear。
因为如果弟兄姊妹你能够背这个这个历史的和那个状态的那种观念来限制我们去注意主说话的。目的的时候
If you're restricted by thinking this is the stages and the conditions of the churches,
我们是非常容易看到主对教会说话的目的。
It's easy for us to see the purpose of his speaking.
弟兄姊妹，你留意七封书信，主称赞的有，主责备的更多。
The seven letters, the Lord had many rebukes and a little praise.
但是我们更感谢主的。
We thank the Lord.
主称赞的教会，主仍然向他们说出他的一个要求。
The church that the Lord praised, he also had a requirement.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们是对启示录七封书信有一点印象的，
If you have any impression of the seven letters,
你很清楚的知道，
Then you would know this.
给主称赞的，或者说没有给主责备的。就是一个是士美拿教会，一个是腓拉帖菲教会。
The two churches that were not rebuked by the Lord were Smyrna and Philadelphia.
但是你看到，在这两个教会，主给他们一种欣赏的话说完了以后
，But when the Lord said the words that was pleasing to him，
主对他们有没有要求呢
？Did the Lord have requirement for them？
有。
Yes.
但那个要求是什么样的要求呢？
What were the requirements?
和那些给责备的教会的要求是不是相同呢？
And were they the same to the churches that he rebuked?
话语上好像有点不一样。
In the words, it seems to be a little different.
但是目的却是一样。
But the purpose is the same.
那个是什么事情呢？
What is the
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意在七封书信的里头
，In the seven letters，
给主责备的教会也好，给主欣赏的教会也好
，Whether the churches were praised or rebuked by the Lord，
主对他们都提出一个很明显的要求。
The Lord had a clear requirement of all of them。
你们当中还是需要有得胜的人显明出来。
Amongst you, there need to be overcomers.
走样的教会固然是需要得胜者。
All churches need overcomers.
给主欣赏的教会还要不要得胜者呢？
And the churches that he praised, do they need overcomers?
还是要求得胜者。
He asked for overcomers.
那这就给我们留意到一个问题来了。
And we pay attention to this.
这个问题的确是很严肃的，这起码对我个人领会过来的时候。我实在是说主啊，十分十分的怜悯我们，叫我们的心思和你的心思能接得起来。
When I think about this point, I pray to the Lord that our mind may be united with the Lord's mind.
我们常常会有一点感觉。
We have this feeling.
受责备的教会。
The churches he rebuked.
你说像那个以弗所教会失去了起初的爱心。
A church in Ephesus, he lost the first love.
那就是你就失去了主自己生命的丰富。
Or they have lost the abundance of the Lord's life.
那你所做的一切事情在主面前都没有价值了。
And all the things that you do before the Lord has no value.
所以你们该受责备。
Therefore, I rebuke you.
所以你们必须要有得胜者。
And therefore, you must have overcomers.
那你看到那个那个别加摩教会的时候
，in Pergamus，
你看到推亚推拉教会的时候
，in Thyatira，
好像你看到哦，他们实在太不成样子了
，and you see the form they were in，
怎么可以用那许许多多的不是主的东西来代替了主呢
？How could they use so many things that not of the Lord to replace the Lord？
那些都是宗教上的事物
，these were religious things。
从宗教的国度角度来看，他们还是在宗教里
，from that point of view， they were still in religion。
但在宗教里不等于在主里。
But in religion does not mean you're in the Lord.
所以这两个教会又是要给主责备的，那他们中间非要得圣洁出来不可。
And the two churches the Lord rebuked, they must have overcomers.
那看到撒迪教会。
In Sardis.
你只留一句话就很够了。
You need to pay attention to this.
没有一件事情在我眼前是完全的。
I have not found your works perfect.
那弟兄姊妹们，这也给我们看到，这样的教会实在需要得胜者。
And sisters, we see that church like this really needs overcomers.
你看到老底家教会，那更不用说了。
The church in Laodicea.
撒迪教会，如果从历史的角度来说，是恢复了神给埋没了很久的一些属灵的真理。
The church in Sardis, in point of view of history, yes, they restored the truth of the Lord.
但是神说，恢复是恢复了，但是没有一样恢复到完全。
But yes, you have restored, but none to perfection.
所以还是缺欠啊。
So you have lacking.
因此，得胜者在他们中间是必须要有。
Therefore, they must have overcomers.
那老底家教会呢
？The church of Laodicea.
他就把人所有的来。代替了主，那就是更堕落的更厉害。
They use what is of man to replace the Lord, that is even further
wrong condition. 他们没有得胜者怎么可能呢
？How would they do that？
但是我们觉得很有意思，就是
we find this interesting.
士门拿教会
，the church of
他们为主摆上的实在是多，连命都摆上去了。
And they put so much before the Lord, even their lives.
主没有说他们有什么过不去的事，但是主还是说。你们中间还是需要有得胜者。
The Lord did not rebuke them, but He said, "You need to have overcomers."
那说到推亚推拉，对不起，说到那个腓拉铁菲教会的时候
，When we say about church in Philadelphia，
哎呀，主说你们实在是有很多可称赞的事。
Lord said, "You have many things to praise you."
但弟兄姊妹，你留意主只说了这样的一句话。
And then you pay attention. The Lord said this.
他说，你们稍微有一点力量。
You have a little strength.
你们是有力量，但是你们那个力量还是小了一点。
You have strength, but your strength is little.
啊，你们持守也持守得蛮好。
You hold fast well.
但是持守到还不够满足神的那个心思里的要求。
But you hold fast not to the purpose of God.
那所以腓拉铁菲教会里面呢？得胜者的那个呼召也没有免去。
So in Church of Philadelphia, the Lord also called for overcomers.
那我说了这许许多多的话。
I mentioned this.
那是要让弟兄姊妹们注意一件事情。
So that brothers and sisters, you can see this.
神现在对教会的那个带领。
The leading of the Lord in the church.
他要把教会带到一个地步。
To bring church to a point.
要叫我们真真实实的成为那个首先在基督里有盼望的人的那个实际里。
That we can become the reality of those who first trusted in Christ.
那这一个实际要带出一个什么结果呢
？What this reality will bring?
要带出一个结果，叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
It will bring that He will gather all things in one in Christ.
如果主把我们带到这样高的一个要求的时候
，If He brings us to such a high requirement,
那弟兄姊妹们，我们看见七封书信的时候，对我们的那一个要求。就提高了很多了。
When we read the seven letters, the requirement to us is even higher.
那我们现在是要追求。
We need to pursue.
我们肯定了基督是我们所追求的一切。
We know that Christ is all that we're pursuing.
因为一切都是根据基督。
Because all is of him.
神也是如此给我们来说明。
God also explained that.
我们读哥罗西书的时候，你就非常清楚地看到。
When we read Colossians, you see this.
神基督的借着基督的所作。
Through what Christ did.
一面显明他是万有的起头。
On one hand, he revealed he is the originator of all things.
也是万有的结局。
And he is the ending of all things.
那如果对神的儿女们来说。
To the children of God.
神是借着他儿子的死而复活的那个事情，叫我们看见他是我们生命的源头。
God, through the resurrection of his son, showed us he is the source of life.
他就成为教会的元首。
He is the head of the church.
不管我们从神的创造的目的来看也好，从救赎的旨意上面来看也好。
Whether we look from the point of view of his creation or his salvation.
神是定规了，神的儿子就是在一切之上做元首。
God has appointed his son to be head over all things.
那现在神是按照 他的儿子是教会的元首来做教会追求的目的方向和道路。
And that the Son is the preeminence of all things, is the way of the church.
那因此我们就留意了。
Then we pay attention.
七封书信虽然是说到教会七个状态，七个时期。
The seven letters said the seven churches in seven different stages.
但是主说这些话的那个目的，乃是说不管你在哪一个时期，不管你在哪个形态的里头，我们不能失去神对教会的那一个等候。
Regardless of the condition or the stage the church is in, we must not lose the waiting before the Lord.
等候什么？
What are we waiting for?
等候得胜者。
Waiting for overcomers.
什么叫得胜者呢？
Who are the overcomers?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们没有办法能下这个结论的。
We cannot give a definition.
但是只有主自己能说出来。
Only the Lord can.
什么叫做得胜者？
What is an overcomer?
我们读七封书信的看法。
When we read the seven letters.
不管是哪一种光景里。
Regardless of which condition.
如果有一些个事物把我们引出离弃基督做我们追求的目的和内容的时候。
If anything leads us astray from Christ is the head of all things.
这一神就选召了一些人。
God called some people.
不理会当时的那个景况是怎么样的出现。
Would not be subdued to the current condition.
他们是认定的。
They hold fast.
没有基督我们就没有路。
Without Christ, we have no way.
没有基督我们就没有真理。
Without Christ, we have no truth.
没有基督，我们就没有生命。
Without Christ, we have no life.
那因此就留意到主在书信里面说的话。
So we pay attention to what the Lord said in the letters.
你所有的要持守。
What you have, you need to hold fast.
你要持守你所有的，直到我来。
Hold fast to what you have until I come.
弟兄姊妹，这就引出了我们在神面前留意这七封书信的那个目的了。
So we need to pay attention to the purpose of the seven letters.
七封书信的目的不是只叫我们看见外面的事情。
The purpose is not to show us the outside things.
七封书信是叫我们看到主今天等候他的教会，叫教会长成到一个什么样的地步。
Is to show us the point that the church has grown to.
那为什么我们的主要说的那么严肃的话来呢？
Why would the Lord speak such words so severely?
弟兄姊妹们，我不能不说
，I must say，
这是一个非常严肃的问题
，is a very severe issue。
我盼望我不需要说太多的话，弟兄姊妹能领会的过来。
I hope without speaking many words you would understand。
因为没有得胜者
，without overcomers，
教会的长成就会有许许多多的。
The church's growth would have hindrance.
那就牵到一个问题来。
Then that leads to an issue.
那特别在现在，好多弟兄姊妹都留意到，主要回来的许多迹象，
Many brothers and sisters
显出来。
Many brothers and sisters have noticed the signs of the Lord's return.
那么主今天提醒我们，趁着还有今天， 是不是认为主更快要回来呢？
The Lord's reminding us, as long as it's called today, is it because his coming is sooner?
主说那个话的时候，并没有把我们带到那么迫近主来的时候。
When the Lord said those things, were not as imminent as now.
但是今天我们来看，趁着还有今天呢。就把我们预备要等候见主的那一个事情就拉得更接近跟主来的事情有关系了。
When we count today as long as it's today, then we're closer to the Lord's return.
但是问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
千多两千年来。
2000 years.
神的儿女一直在那里等候主来。
The children of God awaits for his return.
但是等候到今天主还是给我们看见他来得很近，但是还是没有来。
The Lord showed us his coming is near, but he has not yet returned.
那我们有没有一个心思要问问主？
Do we have this thought to ask?
主啊，你为什么还不来呢？
Lord, why have you not returned?
你还要我们等多久呢？
How long do we have to wait?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个问题你说是要主来回答还是要我们自己来回答呢？
This question, do we need the Lord to answer or ourselves to answer?
我们好像觉得主啊，你要回答，你回答了，我们就知道怎么做。
It seems that we want the Lord to answer, then we would know what to do.
但是主如果真的要回答我们的时候，
If the Lord is to answer that question,
他那个答案也许出了我们的意料之外，但是这个是我想出来的。
I think that the answer might exceed our expectation.
但是离开情况也许很接近。
But perhaps we would get close.
主说我不是不要来。
The Lord is saying, it's not that I'm not returning.
但是你们没有预备好我怎么来呢？
But you're not ready, how could I return?
那弟兄姊妹，那个答案恐怕也是离开那个实际不太远。
That answer perhaps is not far away from the reality. 因
为主说你们要持守所有的，只等到我来。
The Lord said, "Hold fast to what you have until I come."
如果你持守不到的时候，我就怎么来呢？
If you cannot hold fast, how would I return?
主为什么要等到我们持守？
Why is the
Lord? 他才来呢？
Why is the Lord waiting for us to hold fast well, then he returns?
比如说，我们从神的旨意来说，
from the point of view of his purpose.
主回来。
His return.
他要做什么？
What he's doing.
主说他要娶教会做他的心腹。
The Lord said that he will take the church as his bride.
那我们今天这个心腹已经准备好了没有呢？
Is the bride ready today?
那心腹准备好有什么条件啊？
What are the conditions for the bride to be ready?
完全像主。
To be like the Lord completely.
因为主的话明说的，他来，他在荣耀里显现的时候，我们也要和他一同显现在荣耀里。
Because the Lord said, when he appears, we shall appear with him in glory.
那我们还没有长成到与主相近的时候，那主来做什么呢？
We have not matured to his likeness.
主说我来了，我说找不到心腹。
When the Lord returned, he could not find his bride.
这是一个事实。
That is one fact.
还有一次是
another fact.
主来的时候，他要在地上建立国度。
When the Lord comes, he will establish his kingdom.
那主建立国度以前，他先要得着一个成熟的教会。
Before he establishes kingdom, he must first obtain a mature church.
因为教会没有长成到主所要的那个地步。
If the church has not grown into the fullness that the Lord wants,
主来。教会却不能完全在荣耀里。
When the Lord returns, the church cannot be in glory completely.
那国度怎么带进来呢？
How would he bring in the kingdom?
弟兄姊妹，这是一连串的事实的。
Brothers and sisters, these are facts.
说你说主啊，为什么你还等到现在还不来？
We ask the Lord, why have you tarried and not returned?
主回不来问我们说。
And the Lord comes around and asks us, 你们都没有准备好，
我怎么好来呢？
You're not ready, why can I return?
虽然这个是我想出来的问题，
Even though that's a question I thought of,
但是我想离那个具体的事实也不会太远。
Perhaps it's not far away from the reality.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，我们不留意。
Brothers and sisters, we must pay attention to this.
我们都等候主来。
We wait for the Lord's return.
我们都愿意主快快来。
We will that the Lord returns.
但是主给我们看到， 我们还没有长到的成熟。
The Lord is showing us we have not matured.
这就引出我们要留心的一个问题了。
This is something we need to pay attention to.
教会怎么才叫做成熟？
How is the church called matured?
用什么样来计算教会的成熟？
How do you count the church if it's matured?
也许我们从来没去想过这个问题，的确也是叫我们很难去想这个问题。我们怎么可以替神来做出一个答案，说教会现在成熟了？
Perhaps we never thought of this, or perhaps it's hard for us to calculate. How would we tell God the church is now ready?
感谢主。
Thank God.
正如刚才我特别提到，神做的事情从来不会做过才说的，都是说过才做的。
God would not do something, then speak about it. He would first speak, then do.
他要求教会长成。
He wants the church to mature.
他就告诉我们教会长成。是怎么来计算？
He tells us, how do we count the church if it's mature?
按照主自己的话，
According to his own words,
主给我们看吧。
The Lord showed us.
他看教会成熟，有两件事情是非常清楚的。
The church is matured, there are two conditions that are clear.
而这两个事实和教会直接发生关系。
The two facts will tie in with the church.
那这也可以给我们看到，主为什么迟延还不来。
Then we see why the Lord is tarrying his return.
头一件事情是什么呢？
What is the first thing?
那是罗马书十一章上头所说的话。
In Romans 11,
主回来，他要看到一个事实，就是外邦人的数目的已填满。
Before his return, he needs to see this. The fullness of the Gentiles have come in.
这是关乎教会传福音的问题了。
This is have to do with the preaching of the gospel.
我们福音还传得不够。
We have not preached enough gospel.
所以得救的人数还不知道差多少。
We do not know how many are unsaved.
但是我们又会问我们自己。
Then we ask ourselves.
我们怎么知道多少人才算是满足？
How do we know how many is enough?
弟兄姊妹们，不要想出问题来跟自己为难。
Brothers and sisters, do not think of a question that will trouble yourself.
你我绝对没有这个资格来决定得救的人数有多少。
You and I surely do not qualify to think of the number.
计算这个数字是神的自己。
Counting that number was God himself.
我们可以不知道。
We do not know.
但神知道。
But God knows.
他看得救的人数还没填满。
He see that the people saved is not enough.
神的儿子怎么能来？
How could the Son of God return?
你说为什么神的得救的人数要填满？
You ask why does the fullness of the Gentile has to come in?
这就和教会的成熟有关系了。
It has to do with the maturity of the church.
神自己定规了，教会成熟的时候。那个外邦人的数字要到这样的一个数目。
When the church is matured, God has said that the Gentiles saved needs to match that number.
这是一方面的事。
That's one hand.
光是只有得救的人数填满还不行。
Only you have the fullness of the Gentiles is not enough.
因为主还说出有另外的一方面。
The Lord spoke of another side.
也是和教会直接发生关系。
And has direct relationship with the church.
那是什么呢？
What is it?
那是以弗所书四章上头所提到的，教会要长成，满有基督长成的身量。
In Ephesians 4 it says the fullness of Christ is the fullness of the church.
而这个就是说出。教会不但是得救的人数填满，并且教会那个属灵的那个实际也达到神所要教会得着的那个地步。
Not only we have the fullness of the Gentiles who are saved, but the spiritual condition also has reached what God has purposed.
弟兄姊妹，这个又叫我们为难了。
And this also troubles us.
你说我们怎么知道？
How would we know, you ask?
基督的丰满何时来充满的教何时来叫教会的充满？
How when is the fullness of Christ is the fullness of the church?
尤其是我们现在放眼来看地上的教会，处处都是给主制造难处的。
If we look at the churches on earth, everywhere they cause problem for the Lord.
那教会怎么能给带到生命的丰满？
How can the church be led into the abundance of life?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
那一说到这里的时候，
when we mention this,
我们就注意到了。
We pay attention to.
在七封书信里头
in the seven letters,
神不住在那里提出得胜的得胜的
God continually says overcomer, he who overcomes.
为什么主在七封书信里头那么重的来提到那个得胜的这个问题来呢？
Why did God emphasize he who overcomes?
现在我们大概有点眉目了。
Now we have some understanding.
原来得救的人数的填满，教会每一个人都可以有力量去承担。
The fullness of the Gentiles means that we have enough strength to bear.
我们加紧的传福音，总有一天到了神要所要的那个数字。
We'll hurry to preach the gospel. One day it will reach the number.
但是你看到基督的丰满的时候。
But when you see the fullness of Christ,
我们就觉得有为难了。
We are troubled.
你说，教会这样的乱的那种光景，怎么能可能叫教会得着基督的丰满？
The chaos the church is in right now, how can the church receive the fullness of Christ?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主也说出了。
God also said.
教会的丰满。
The fullness of the church.
你留意七封书信里边所提到的。
You pay attention to the seven letters.
是借着七种教会的得胜者，或者七个这个教会的历史里边所有的得胜者，他们在主面前所承接的那一份，就成了教会的丰满。
The seven churches, the overcomers, and the overcomers throughout the church history, what they have received was the fullness of Christ.
你就看到为什么主在七封教会的书信里头，每一封书信都提得胜者。
The seven letters, every letter mentioned he who overcomes.
原来有一个秘密在这里。
This is the secret.
神要用着得胜者来把神的教会带进丰满。
God wants to use the overcomers to lead the church into fullness.
也许有一件事情弟兄姊妹心里头又起疑问了。
And perhaps you have this question in your heart.
你说得胜者就是少数了。
The overcomers are the minority.
少数人能带来的 能就那么大的那个教会，世界那个整个宇宙的教会得着丰满吗？
Can the minority help the church to attain the fullness of church of Christ?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神从来不会给我们说一些他不做的事情，他说的他一定做。
What God said, He will do.
他怎么做呢？
How would He do it?
弟兄姊妹，我想，我举一个这样的例子，弟兄姊妹就能领会了。
I raise this example so that you can understand.
你怎么会听见福音呢？
How did you hear the gospel?
那每一个人的经历都不一样。
Everyone has a different experience.
但是你总是有人向你把福音传出去。
But it was somebody preached the gospel to you.
你才慢慢慢慢地转回到主的面前来。
Then slowly you turn toward the Lord.
另一面。
On the other hand.
弟兄姊妹们，你得救了。
Brothers and sisters, you're saved.
你生命里面有追求，有学习了。
You have pursue and learning in your life.
但是你怎么知道你的生命这样才能成长？
How would you know that your life would grow this way?
你怎么有把握晓得我们是这样追求得着基督，那我们就得着基督的丰满？
What is your assurance that if you pursue the Lord this way, then you can attain to His fullness?
弟兄姊妹，我们实在感谢。
Brothers and sisters, we thank our Lord.
我想我们中间有很多叫做保罗的人。
I know that amongst us there are many Pauls.
也有很多叫做彼得的人。
Or many of you are Peter.
也有很多，当然这个很多不是说很真的很多了，总是有上当的多。
We have
叫做约翰的人。
We have some who are called John.
你认识他们吗？
Do you know them?
你说现在的彼得、约翰、雅各，我们认识。
You say now that Peter, John, and James, we know them.
圣经里面所提到的保罗、雅各、约翰、彼得，我连影子都没见过他，我怎么能认识他们？
But the Paul, Peter, and John in the Bible, we haven't even seen their shadows. How would they know? How would we know them?
但是不管你是不是当面认识他
，But whether or not you know them personally,
你我一直在承受。他们在神面前所接受的基督，借着他们 所表达的丰满。
You and I are receiving the inheritance of their fullness in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，如果你体会到这一点，
If you understand this,
你就读七封书信的时候，你就看到了为什么那些得胜者，他们的得着就成了教会的得着。
And you read the seven letters, why would the overcomers, what they receive, become what the church receives?
弟兄姊妹们，因为计算这些属灵的事情的那个计算的标准和要求是神自己定规和执行的。
The standard of counting spiritual fullness is from the Lord.
而不是我们这些人是可以去决定的。
Is not decided by you and I.
所以我们不必为这些事情去骚扰。
So let's not be disturbed by these things.
我们要留意就是说，我今天听到了主那个他在教会中要寻找得胜者。
Today I have heard that the Lord is seeking overcomers in the church.
那我是不是愿意做一个现在这个时候教会里头的得胜者？
Then am I willing to be right now an overcomer in the church?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
主自己已经向我们说了话。
He himself has spoken to us.
他是照着他永远的旨意来带领他在地上的工作。
He leads his work on earth according to his eternal purpose.
然后要把万有带回到基督里。
Then he is gathering all in one in
Christ. 而我们这些人就首先成为在基督里有盼望的人。
And those of us become the first who trusted in Christ.
主就在我们身上有一个提醒。
The Lord has a reminder for us.
做个得胜者，来等候主来。
Be an overcomer and wait for his return.
我们仰望我们的主。
We look up to our Lord.
虽然在这一方面的交通，今天晚上我和弟兄姊妹所提到的，都是一些点点滴滴。
We have mentioned many things in our fellowship tonight.
还不是够全面。
It is not complete.
但是因为时间的限制，我只能这样和弟兄姊妹们的交通一点点。
But because of time, I can only fellowship with you on this so much.
但愿主怜悯我们，吸引我们知道我们今天所追求的是什么和是什么，为了什么的目的。
May the Lord have mercy on us, help us to know what is the purpose and the goal of our pursuing.
千万不再停留在不知灭亡，反得永生这个点上，一路往前走。
Let us not stay and stagnate at not perishing but have everlasting life.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我想，我今天晚上和弟兄姊妹的交通就停在这里。
I will stop my fellowship tonight.
我们有的祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
到你面前来的时候，我们不得不承认我们是何等的缺欠。
When we come before you, we know we have so much need.
能领会出来的话，又是那样的微薄。
And what we can understand is so little.
但是感谢我们的主。
But Lord, we thank you.
你是向人说话的主。
You are the Lord who is willing to speak to us.
你从来没有隐藏你自己的话，不向我们解开。
You have never hidden your life, would not reveal to us. Lord, we look up to you.
向我们说话。
To speak to us.
越过人所说的话，向我们心里面说话。
Exceed what the man has spoken, but speak to the depths of our heart.
把我们带到一个光照的底下。
Enlighten us.
我们要追求你所要等候得着的，在我们的身上可以让你得着。
We want to pursue what you have attained in us.
让我们真知道，我们今天所要追求的，乃是要按照你的心思来追求。
So that we know what we pursue is according to your purpose.
好叫你得着荣耀。
So that you be glorified.
也叫我们与你一同显现在荣耀里。
And that you and us will appear in glory.
感谢主听我们的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.